So we have Wake Up Show on WWIB. Time for first thoughts on this midway point of the year. It's day number 183. And at noon today, we are smack dab in the middle of 2026. So there you go. Day number 183 out of 165. So bring in the band, I guess. Today in history, on this day in 1850, Benjamin Lane patented the gas mask. In 1937, Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific Ocean while trying to make the first around-the-world flight. In 1961, author Ernest Hemingway committed suicide at his home in Idaho at the age of 61 on this day. In 1964, former President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
The new law made it illegal to discriminate against people based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. In 1973, this is the day that actress, singer, dancer, and more, Betty Grable died from lung cancer at the young age of 56. In 1979, Susan B. Anthony became the first woman to have her image on a circulating U.S. coin. It was the dollar coin. In 1985, General Motors announced the installation of electronic road maps in some of their higher-priced cars. Yeah, that's been helpful, right? On this day in 1997.
Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids!
The great Jimmy Stewart died in Beverly Hills, California at the age of 89. Of course, that one from It's a Wonderful Life, but also Mr. Smith Goes to Washington and more. So there you go. Some of the things that happened on this day in history here on WWIB. And finally, we close it out with our morning devotion. Live in grace, walk in love for July 2nd. Bob Groff's 365-day journey devotional with the longest titles of any devotional ever. Today's no exception. Don't be distracted by the possibility of success or failure. Be sold out to your beautiful ambitions. Luke 10:36 says, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Goff writes, on December 17, 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright became the first people in history to successfully fly an airplane. At 10:35 a.m., they saw their dream lift off the ground for the first time. But I always wonder, says Goff, what were they thinking at 10:34, a minute before? None of us live at 10:35. We don't know if what we attempt will work or not. The plane had been their idea from beginning to end. They invented it, built it, and got it off the ground. But surely they must have known the odds were against them at 10:34. No one had been able to create a machine that could launch people into the air and bring them back to the ground safely. They must have felt the weight of the risk. They were probably concerned for their physical safety. Even more, they knew if they failed, it'd be a big public faceplant. But at 10:34, Orville and Wilbur chose to focus on their beautiful ambitions rather than all the reasons not to try. Goff says, it's always exciting to start a new project, but it's hard to see it through. Distraction shows up in lots of different ways. We're enticed by the promise of easier success elsewhere, scared by the possibility of failure. I've heard a couple of people call this resistance, and they talked about it like it was a constant force of the universe. I agree. Final paragraph. Don't give in to the resistance pushing against your vision. Be wholly sold out and captivated with purpose instead. Like the Wright brothers did at 10:34, keep your eyes fixed on the prize. Will it work? I'll tell you in a minute. Today's question, what dream do you need to wholly sell out to? No surprise, Bob has another book called Dream Big. Meantime, on Facebook, Dean checking in this morning from Rice Lake, Dean Valentine, and he says, today celebrating 25 years delivering bread for Sarah Lee. Well, that's awesome, Dean. Happy 25-year work anniversary for you. Meanwhile, any Facebook birthdays? Yes, in fact, there are a few, like four. Josh Lenz hitting 19 today. Happy birthday, Josh. I remember when you were born almost two decades ago. Wow. Keep going for the Lord. Amanda Dewar is my wife's best friend and is the chair of the Teamwork Africa board, and she's been a godsend in that regard. She's a wonderful leader, and continue to lead us, Amanda. We need your leadership. Keith Burks Kane. Go to church with him in Eau Claire. He's 62 today. And Deb Krasaniak up in the Shatek area. A great sister in the Lord as well. multi-talented. So happy birthday to each and every one of them.
It started as Tuesday Trivia. It continued as Win It Wednesday. Now it's Try It Again Thursday here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Who wants a chance to win two full event tickets to One Fest this year, plus parking, courtesy of our friends at Crestview Academy, 715-723-2555. The clues are starting to stack up on this question. A typical person comes across about 15 what daily? A typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. And the clues, Havel, stack them to help people get in the right direction.
That's right. So we gave a couple yesterday. The first one was, think outside. This would be outside. And secondly, not a living creature, because we'd had all sorts of living creatures being guests. And now, Caleb, we have a third clue.
Yeah, so we're saying usually this wouldn't be a pleasant experience. Usually not a pleasant experience. A typical person comes across about 15 what every day. Think outside, not a living creature, usually not a pleasant experience. Yes. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Again, courtesy of Crestview Academy, can we get a winner on a Try It Again Thursday and send someone home with two One Fest tickets?
We've got somebody on the line. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
Toby, you want these tickets. Give us the right answer. What is it?
Road rage.
Road rage. Is it road rage? That right. Wouldn't be pleasant.
Encounter that 15 times a day, right?
I mean, depending on where you're driving.
Yeah, right. That's not it. Thanks, Toby, for getting us started, though. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Try it again Thursday on WIB.
It's Beth Deitch in Eau Claire.
All right, Beth.
How about construction?
How about construction? Lots of road construction.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of times here this time of the year, but that is not what we're looking for. Thanks, Beth. Yeah, outside, not a living creature, and usually not a pleasant experience. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chris from Menominee.
All right, Chris, what's the right answer here?
Potholes.
Potholes. Is it potholes? A typical person comes across about 15 potholes every single day. Chris, you're absolutely correct.
You got it, Chris. You're going to One Fest.
Every day, about 15 potholes. And yeah, usually not real pleasant to encounter one of those while you're driving. And sometimes you find yourself maybe apologizing to your vehicle if you didn't notice it away.
I hit one yesterday. I got to tell you, yeah, over near a grocery store on the south side of Eau Claire. Wow. It was sometimes you don't know how deep you're going, you know?
So, yeah.
Chris, you sounded confident when you said that. You were sure you had it, weren't you?
Yeah, I came across a few yesterday.
There you go. Hopefully less than 15. Chris, hang on the line for us. Courtesy of Crestview Academy, we're going to send you and a guest to One Fest.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy.
Well, we're saying good morning for the first time to Tony Meyer from Marquardt Motors. Tony will be joining us on Monday and Thursday mornings going forward, talking about all things in the car business and featuring a special vehicle each day. Tony, welcome to the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. Great to have you.
Hey, good morning, and good morning to all the listeners. It's great to be here. And, that's what we want to do. We just want to keep people updated about what we've got going on at Marquardt Motors, what's going on in the auto industry. And we've got, we're a best price store. So we put a market-based price hanging in every vehicle, new and used. We try to put all the incentives that are available to everybody out there on the new car side. And then a couple times a week, I'm just going to take one, and we're going to put it out there at just an extremely nice bargain. And maybe somebody out there is looking for that. One of the things that we have going for us on the used car side is a program through General Motors called Car Bravo. You'll see those tags hanging in the windows. You can go to our website. You'll see it posted on there. Here's the deal on that. If the vehicle is a GM vehicle that's 10 years old or newer, less than 100,000 miles, and we're able to recondition that back to almost new condition, we can put a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty on it, and that's good coast-to-coast at any GM dealer. So it's a huge thing. So 2026 is what we've got right now. We do have some 2027 starting to show up on the lot, but 2026 is a current model year, so we can go back to a 2016. So let's give you an example. Let's take this 2018 GMC Sierra. It's a 1500 SLE double cab. It's a Z71 off-road package. Onyx black with a jet black interior. It's only got 84,000 miles. Super low miles for a 2018. A lot of nice extra features on it. Sprayed-in bed liner. It's got a full set of WeatherTech floor liners. It's got a soft roll-up tonneau cover, and the list kind of goes on and on. This is a super sharp truck. It's got that 5.3 liter V8 in it. So if you're pulling something to the lake, if you're pulling something to the campground, whatever the case may be, we live in Wisconsin. People drive trucks. I'm going to put this out there at a very nice price. We're going to keep it simple so the listeners can remember it. $25,000 for this truck. It's a 2018, only 84,000 miles, and it comes with that 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty. That's the one we'll put aside, and it'll be your special of the day all day today.
Fantastic, Tony. It's truck season, right? Like you said, pulling stuff to the lake or to the cabin, and $25,000. How do they get in touch with you if they're like, yeah, that sounds like something I want to check out?
You know, there's a lot of different ways you can get a hold of us. One of the ways is just to hit the website, and we've got people online waiting to listen to your request. Or you can just call our local line, 715-833-0444.
I think people are going to be racing to take advantage of that great deal with that special warranty as well. So 12 months, 12,000 miles. Tony, thanks so much for talking to us.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Tony Meyer from Marquardt Motors. He'll join us Mondays and Thursdays here on with the WIB Wake Up Show. Get that deal the day before somebody else does.
There we go, Forrest Frank, WWIB, taking us to weather 2 hours into the WIB Wake Up Show, and we got ourselves a winner as well. Chris in Menominee got recognized it was potholes, right, Kelly?
Yeah, so congratulations, courtesy of Crestview Academy. Mm-hmm. Chris is going to One Fest with a guest, plus parking, and stay tuned for maybe a few more opportunities to win some One Fest tickets, thanks to our great coverage and promotion sponsors here at WWIB. Also, Havel, shout out to you for playing that song, Nothing Else. Forrest Frank getting a little help on that tune as well. Apparently, Teddy, my three-year-old, just told Mama that is his favorite song. So, thank you.
So, it has surpassed Lemonade by Forrest Frank.
I guess so. I guess so. It's nothing else.
Well, you know, there was a book a few years back called Do Hard Things, and some people aspire to that, you and my wife particularly, people in my life who say, let's do it. But this is really hard, what we're talking about here. Go ahead.
Kelsey Fendler is quite an incredible woman as she's nearing the finish of a solo journey across the Pacific Ocean in a rowboat.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. Fendler is in the midst of a bold attempt to row more than 2,400 miles and unsupported from Monterey, California to Oahu, Hawaii, aiming to become the first American woman, the youngest woman, and the fastest woman to complete this mid-Pacific route.
Again, a solo rowboat journey across the Pacific Ocean. She's 31 years old. She's a Grand Canyon River guide, which is pretty awesome. She launched her 24-foot boat called Lily on May 21st. May 21st. We are July 2nd now. May 21st, she has since been living entirely at sea, battling storms, the searing sun, blisters, sleep deprivation, and powerful currents that can push her miles off course. She's in the ocean in a rowboat.
People say this is a long flight, even from California and Hawaii, much less rowing it. This is not her first time across the Pacific. She's not a rookie. Fendler previously skippered a four-woman team that rowed from California to Hawaii back in 24, an experience that convinced her she wanted to return and take on the challenge without the three others.
What in the world? This lady is crazy in a pretty awesome way. Through daily updates and a live tracker, she's sharing the highs and lows of her journey while raising funds for the Whale Foundation.
On Wednesday, in fact, just yesterday, she posted that she's tentatively scheduled to arrive Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. She's not sure.
Well, I mean, again, you're rowing across the ocean. Also Wednesday, she shared video of an encounter with the U.S. Coast Guard. She says the other day, the Coast Guard stopped by, and it resulted in such a special moment of being serenaded happy birthday by the entire crew. She's spending her birthday out rowing in the ocean.
That is crazy. I'm clicking on the link they've given where we can track her. Kelly Fendler, she says, I'm on a mission. Started 1 month, 11 days, 13 hours, 53 minutes, and 55 seconds ago.
How cool would it be if she makes it to Hawaii, the final state, on the 4th?
Well, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Thursday morning, 2nd of July. This is our last show before the 4th.
Indeed. And you know what? World Cup, there's lots of folks from all over the place that have come to the United States. And it's been really cool seeing some of the content on social media and stuff, the excitement they have about things like ranch dressing and the food that we have here and hearing how welcoming people can be. But there's the funny side as well, too. And so we have a list of the oddest, the weirdest things that Americans have said to non-Americans, because sometimes we might be a little oblivious.
Yeah, putting our foot in our mouth. For instance, apparently somebody said, how long did you take to learn to use metric instead of normal measurements?
Our normal measurements were 12 is a foot rather than 10. Weirdest things Americans have said to non-Americans. Someone said, when an American asked me what it's like to have an accent, that was kind of odd. They thought that they had no accent and their voice was the default.
Boy, both of these kind of represent that. Here's a third one. Somebody said, as a Brit, I had to bite my tongue when asked, do you celebrate Independence Day?
It's a great holiday. It's great. Some of the oddest things that Americans have said to non-Americans. Someone says, I was on a student exchange between my German school and a school in San Francisco, California. When the Americans came to visit us, we had a welcome party for them at a friend's place. That friend had a dog, and at some point, he gave the dog a command in German. The dog obeyed, and one of the American kids asked how we managed to teach German to the dog.
Oh, my. A couple more here. Somebody said, I live in the Southern Hemisphere. While messaging an American in December, I mentioned it was summer for me. She kept asking which month I was in.
Oh, dear. Just for fun here, oddest things Americans have said to non-Americans. One more. Someone says, an Austrian friend and I were told about this magical thing they have in America called fireworks and how we should go see them at least once in our lives.
I think we're the only country with them. Yeah. We talked the other day, it seemed like, about how, you know, the high percentage of fireworks that are made in China.
Right? Here's the thing, though. We are pretty good at blowing stuff up. We're pretty good at fireworks here in America. I know they have them elsewhere, but we're pretty good at them. So enjoy them to your heart's content. Well, Halvo, I am decidedly average, apparently, because the U.S. median age is now my age, 39.4 officially, and I'm just below that.
Yeah, that's right. They say the United States getting measurably older.
That makes me feel great.
Our 250th birthday. Yeah, they're saying that the median age reached 39.4 years in July of last year, making a notable jump from 38.6 median recorded in April of 2020.
This is data from the Census Bureau's latest estimates. Maine, the state of Maine, currently leads the nation with the oldest population, sitting at a median age of just under 45, 44.9. Youngest median age, Utah, median age of 32.6. That's where all the young folk are going, apparently, is Utah.
Yeah. Women now outnumber men by 6.3 million nationally, accounting for 50.9% of the total population.
But again, U.S. median age, 39.4. I just turned 39 end of May, so I am right there in the middle, too. Yeah. But then when you have that headline of, oh, yeah, the population is aging, getting older, our median age is getting older, I know I'm close to 40. I know I'm close to 40, and there's just no looking back, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, that's right. Just giving it an African twist, a lot of our work with Teamwork Africa, we've centered in more on starfish kids. And one of the reasons is because 70% of the country is under 30. Mm. And so it's just so overwhelming. I know in America, well, as we just said, right, the median age there. And so that's just really notable in terms of just the people who don't make it to a ripe old age. It's a WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family and you're well above average, Caleb.